Welcome to Crosley Field in Cincinnati, for the game between the New York Giants and the Cincinnati Reds. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Giants. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Whitey Lockman. Batting second. The shortstop, Al Dark. Batting third. The center fielder, Willie Mays. Batting fourth. The right fielder, George Wilson. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Bill White. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Hank Thompson. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Darryl Spencer. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ray Catt. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Antonelli. Pitching for the New York Giants, Johnny Antonelli. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Johnny Temple. Batting second. The left fielder, Frank Robinson. Batting third. The center fielder, Gus Bell. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ted Kluszewski. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Wally Post. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ray Jablonski. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ed Bailey. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Roy McMillan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Klipstein. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Johnny Klipstein. And now, play ball. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman hits a fly ball into left field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple takes first base on ball four. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a fly ball into right field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Giants will come to bat. George Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson takes first base on ball four. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Hank Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a fly ball into right field. Post settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post takes first base on ball four. Ray Jablonski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jablonski hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Post moves to second. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Catt fires to second and throws the ball away. That's an error on Catt. Post moves to third. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards first. White fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. Post scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Reds. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnny Klipstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klipstein strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Giants 0. The Giants will come to bat. Daryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ray Catt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Catt hits a fly ball into left field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Antonelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Antonelli hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Spencer moves to second. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 0-for-1 in the game. Lockman hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Jablonski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0-for-1 in the game. Dark hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Spencer moves to third. Antonelli moves to second. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0-for-1 in the game. Mays hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Spencer scores. Antonelli scores. Dark moves to second. It's 2-1, Giants. George Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Klipstein fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Temple hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Temple moves to second. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell bunts towards the mound. Antonelli fields it and throws to first for the out. Temple moves to third. Robinson moves to second. One out. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 0-for-1 in the game. Kluszewski hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Temple tags and scores. Robinson tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's Giants, 2, Reds, 2. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Post hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lockman. Post reaches second base with a double. Robinson scores. It's 3-2, Reds. Ray Jablonski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jablonski is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Jablonski hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hank Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-1 in the game. Thompson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Post. Thompson reaches second base with a double. White moves to third. Daryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Spencer hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Temple settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Raycat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cat is 0-for-1 in the game. Cat hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Klipstein fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Antonelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Antonelli is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Antonelli hits a pop-up towards short. McMillan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Giants 2. The Reds will come to bat. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-for-1 in the game. Bailey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards first. White fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. Two outs. Johnny Klipstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klipstein is 0-for-1 in the game. Klipstein hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Spencer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 0-for-2 in the game. Lockman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Dark hits a fly ball into right field. Post settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Mays hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Temple settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Wilson hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Giants 2. The Reds will come to bat. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Temple hits a line drive towards third. Thompson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Antonelli fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. White hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Temple reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Thompson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of post. Thompson reaches second base with a double. Darryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Spencer hits a pop-up towards first. Klusowski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Raycat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cat is 0-for-2 in the game. Cat hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Giants 2. The Reds will come to bat. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Kluszewski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Spencer misplays the ball. That's an error on Spencer. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Post hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Jablonski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jablonski is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Jablonski hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-2, Reds. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bailey strikes out. Two outs. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Don Mueller pinch hits for Johnny Antonelli. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-3, Reds. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Lockman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jablonski fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Dark hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Robinson. Dark reaches second base with a double. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Mays hits a fly ball into left field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Wilson hits a fly ball into right field. Post settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Giants 3. The Reds will come to bat. Hoyt Wilhelm now pitching. Johnny Klipstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klipstein is 0 for 2 in the game. Klipstein takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Temple is called out on strikes. One out. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 7-3, Reds. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 2 in the game. Bell hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Kluszewski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Spencer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the the Reds 7, and the Giants 3. The Giants will come to bat. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. White hits a ball on the ground towards first. Klusowski scoops it up and throws to first, with Klipstein covering, for the out. One out. Hank Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles. Thompson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Bailey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Darryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Spencer hits a fly ball into left field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 7, and the Giants 3. The Reds will come to bat. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Post strikes out. Cat drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Post out. One out. Ray Jablonski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jablonski is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Jablonski hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bailey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McMillan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bailey moves to third. Johnny Klipstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klipstein is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Klipstein strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Reds 7, and the Giants 3. The Giants will come to bat. Ray Catt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Catt is 0-for-3 in the game. Catt hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Temple settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dusty Rhodes pinch hits for Hoyt Wilhelm. Dusty Rhodes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhodes takes first base on ball 4. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Lockman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Rhodes moves to second. Two outs. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Dark hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Klipstein fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cincinnati Reds, 7, and New York Giants, 3. Goodbye from Crosley Field in Cincinnati.